Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is taken from our epistle reading from the first letter of St. John, with an emphasis on these words. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. This is our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. The celebration of All Saints' Day is always the most bitter-sweet feast of the church year. For on this day we remember those who have gone before us in the faith and rejoice, even through tears of mourning, that they now rest in the nearer presence of our Lord. As we do so, the church lifts her eyes beyond this world to the promises that our God has made us for the life of the world to come. We hear our Lord Jesus as he speaks to us from the mount with promises of comfort to those who mourn. We witness the revelation granted to his apostle John, who describes for us in glorious detail the countless multitude of saints clothed in white robes as they come out of the great tribulation to unite in songs of praise around the throne of the Lamb on the last day. In these words, we find our consolation in grief and our hope in sorrow. And yet, promises of future glory, they tend to sound a little far-flung to us as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Dwelling as we do in the here and the now, it is difficult to ever imagine our place in glory with the saints because, frankly, we do not always feel all that saintly, do we? The splendor and the majesty of the resurrection might even leave us feeling a little detached when we consider the burden of our sin and its inherent consequences. Indeed, we confess each week as we come into these doors that we are but poor, miserable sinners, wholly unworthy to claim any merit or worthiness before our God. How could such sinners as us ever hope to join our voices to that white-robed throng that St. John spoke about? To answer this question, we come back to his first epistle, where he speaks with certainty about who exactly we are to hold any stake or claim with our God. This passage proclaims both a truth that is certain today and a hope which looks forward to what is yet to come. We are God's children now. That is what he says. Not because of our efforts, but wholly because of his love. And though we live in the reality of this truth in the present day, being God's children and heirs, if heirs apparent, to his kingdom, this is what allows us to remember the dead in Christ with such joyful hope on this All Saints' Day. Last week, as we celebrated the Reformation together, you heard Pastor Edwards preach faithfully concerning the chief article of our Lutheran confession, namely, justification by grace through faith in Christ. In the same way that we are justified by God, apart from our good works, so also are we now called his children, entirely because of his loving kindness. From childhood, we are taught to believe that everything valuable in this body and life must be earned. The world tells us that our worth depends on our performance, our achievements, or our bloodlines. But God's word flips all of that upside down. Again, St. John declares, "Beloved, we are God's children now." How did this happen? Not because we were good enough, not because we worked hard enough, not because of our pedigree, and certainly not because we have deserved it. Rather, we confess in this place that we are, all of us, born children of wrath and enemies of God. How then could we possibly hope to call ourselves his children? Friends, we are God's children because Christ Jesus has made it so. No saint of the Lord was ever sainted because of what he or she did, but holy by what their Savior did for them. When Jesus died on Calvary's cross, he took on the punishment for our sins, and he earned for us the right to be called children of God. As St. John again speaks in the first chapter of his gospel account, to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, Christ gave the right to be called children of God. So then, our right as his children is not an award that we earn for ourselves, but it is a relationship that we enter into through baptism and through our faith in Christ. It is through these means of grace that God marks us as his own, as a gift freely given for the sake of his only begotten Son. Just as a little child does not earn their place in their family, we do not earn our place in God's family. Rather, in mercy, God claims us, and he calls us his children. He gives us an identity that no power of this world, even death itself, could ever take away. As we reflect today on this grace of God that makes us his own, I want to share with you a very personal way that this blessing has been communicated to me in the here and now by my own earthly father, Dave Beck, who I remember with you today. Now, I've shared this story with many of you before, but for those of you who don't know, as an infant, I was adopted into my family. This is to say, I was born a stranger to the man that I called father. I did not apply to be his son, and I certainly never earned my way into his household, and I had no claim by bloodline that he should care for me. And yet, from the beginning, this man treated me fully as his son, not because I had done anything to merit it, but only because he loved me. This choice by my dad to bring me into his household changed the entire course of my life. And today, on All Saints' Day, I am especially mindful of that fatherly love. For my dad did what good fathers do. He brought me into the church where I learned about my heavenly Father and received his promises to me in Christ Jesus. He also taught me how to be a patient and devout husband and father, ever modeling responsibility and compassion to his sons. When I failed, my dad forgave me. And through it all, he loved me unconditionally with that fatherly love, not because we shared blood, but because he chose to call me his son. In these loving actions by my earthly father, I saw a reflection of the way that our heavenly Father has adopted each of us through the waters of baptism in Christ. God brings us into his household through the blessed waters. God forgives us when we sin. Our heavenly Father models perfect grace and mercy for us time and time again, and his love for his children endures forever. Therefore, we take comfort this day, because as God's children, we boldly number ourselves with all of his saints in glory. Yes, dear friends, we are his saints, because that is what God has called us. That is what he has declared us to be. My dad was not a saint because he always got everything right. In fact, he'd be the very first to admit that he was a sinner in need of God's grace. But he was a saint because in his baptism, God called him his own. And now, in death, the promises which God made to him and to all of his saints in those blessed waters, those promises are fulfilled. Because of Christ's death and resurrection, we know that those who die in the faith still live in God's presence, and so we confess that we will see them again. I know that my dad lives now in heaven, not because he did enough good, but because his God was good to him. In life and in death, my dad belonged to Christ. That's what made him a saint, and that's what makes us his saints. Beloved, we are God's children now. But as comforting as it is to know that we belong to him, that still is not the whole picture. God has more grace for us this day. John tells us that what we will be has not yet appeared. Even though we live now, today, in the reality of being God's children, still we confess there is more to come. The fullness of what it means to be God's child will only be revealed on that last day when Christ returns in glory. And on that day, everything broken will be made whole, and every tear will be wiped away. And we, along with all the saints of all times and all places, we will together see Christ as he truly is. The resurrection will not be some vague spiritual existence. We will have new, resurrected bodies, just as Jesus rose from the dead in his own glorified body. In that moment, in that time and place, we will be transformed to live like him, living together with him in the flesh in joy that will be without end. This hope for the resurrection is what carries the Christian church through grief. It is what allows us to look at the graves of those dearly departed loved ones who have preceded us in death and say, this is not the end. Because of Jesus, the grave is not the final word, and this season of mourning will pass away. Until that day comes, we live as God's children here and now. Even though what we will be has not yet appeared, we live in the sure confidence of what is to come. Being God's children shapes the way that we live today. It teaches us to forgive as we have been forgiven. It teaches us to love as we have been loved. It teaches us to serve as Christ himself gave himself in service to us. He who believes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Just as my dad taught me how to live as part of a family, our God teaches us how to live as members of his family through his word and through his spirit. Just as my dad showed me what unconditional love looked like, God calls us to love one another, not because they have deserved it, but because he first loved us. On this All Saints' Day, we together celebrate the truth that we are heirs apparent, children of God who await the day of Christ's appearing in glory. Though we may not yet see him in his fullness, we live in the sure and certain hope that the words of his promises are good. And as we wait, we remember with joy those saints who have gone before us, looking ahead to the day when we will be reunited with them in the heavenly banquet hall at the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall be without end. It's natural and normal to miss those we love who have died. I miss my dad, just as we miss all those dear family and friends who have gone before us. And still we confess in joy that this parting of death is a sweet sorrow, for we believe that they who have died in Christ still live with him in blessed heavenly rest. Furthermore, we trust that one day we will see them again, no longer in sorrow or in tears, but in the joy of the resurrection. Until that day, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, live now as God's children, secure in his promises, and ever looking for that day when that which is now only apparent will become visible, when we will be like Christ, seeing him at long last as he is. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in this same Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.